Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. So I've got three pages here of sexuality conversation starters for the oldest kids. So I'll just read randomly some of them. The idea is to broaden your thinking so that I find with my kids, I've got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, having it in my mind so that I can broaden out general conversations to take the opportunity to include human sexuality into them is the best way to get statements across without them even noticing. So starting with a few of them that you can adapt to your age and stage of kids and household. I just need 5 minutes of your time. There's something really important that you need to hear from us. You don't have to respond if you don't want to. Is now a good time? So especially that's a great one for the kids. It says, Dad, you don't have to tell me. I know everything. I already know everything. Just on that, they don't. I've been working in sexual health for 25 years and I'm still learning things. They do not know what they need to know. So that statement of, I just need 5 minutes of your time, there's something really important that you need to hear from us, you don't have to respond if you don't want to, you need to get the statement out and say your expectations, this important statement you want to give to them. They may not speak back, but at least they've heard it and they're listening. Another one. This bit is important, so I'm happy that you're interested. So you might be watching a TV show and then you continue on the conversation. It seems like you don't want to talk about this right now, and that's okay. If you ever have any questions, you can ask me. There is a really important topic we've not talked about before. It's a bit awkward, but it's something that's super, super important. I just read this really interesting fact. Can you guess the two most important parts of the body that are the most important to make bodies feel awesome when people are being intimate or having sexual contact? It's not what you'd expect. So it's not genitals, it's not heart. The answer is brain and skin. And go on and talk about outer course. You can learn outer course on my blog posts. Actually, that show is not very accurate. Pleasure is actually the main reason people have sexual contact or sexual intimacy. I'm trying to avoid the word sex, remember? Because I don't like the word sex. You can listen to that in other podcasts. It's really unhelpful because sex means so many different things to different people. And just on that, I'll go on a few tangents, by the way. Just on that, when you're saying sex with your oldest kids, you need to keep in mind that their partnerships or people that they're attracted to could be people that don't have different bodies to them. So the kids might be attracted to bodies that have the same body parts they have. So just be careful that your words are broad and inclusive. And there's a whole three pages of being inclusive as far as diversity and LGBTIQ in the parent guide. Next one. Yep, but sex means heaps of things, you see. So what do you think most people think it means? What does hookup mean among your friends? That's a new word. I haven't heard that before. Do you think your friends have had sexual experiences? How much kissing and hookups happened at the party? You and I might have different ideas about this topic, and that's okay, but let's hear each other's points of view, dot, dot, dot. Help me make up my mind on this. What's your opinion? And you could say, you know, I was reading this the other day or a Facebook post or whatever. Your reaction shows me you know something about this already. Do you want to just tell me what you know about it and I can just add a bit more information for you? Is there more to it than that? That person is really obsessed with their bum or their hair. Isn't that a shame? It's strange. What about their brain, their personality, their feelings and opinions? Don't they want people to notice that the most? What do kids at school talk about when it comes to the topic of porn? Have you or your partner talked about what you're comfortable doing sexually? So notice I said partner there rather than boyfriend or girlfriend. When those things happen at a party, do you think people are in a position to give ongoing enthusiastic agreement and consent? Do you think they're into it? And the point about that is the things that happen at parties with everyone standing around, you really want to let your kids know that, you know, if you want to have an awesome encounter with someone, you don't expect them, or you wouldn't want to expect yourself to be doing sexual things in front of other people. So that's in the context of the parties where people are giving each other oral sex as a competition in front of everyone. What experiences have kids at school had with seeing porn? What percentage of your friends do you think have seen porn? Some people your age come across porn. Is that something that's happening at your school? And at this point, I'll just point out that pornography is something that's been around, or it's for humans are drawn to looking at nakedness and people having sex, and it's been around as long as humans have, on cave drawings and ancient plates and that sort of thing. Some might consider that pornography. When I'm talking about porn, I'm talking about mainstream accessible internet pornography that's available to children. How do your partner feel about your relationship moving forward so quickly? Do you think most people are fully into that stuff? How would you describe people's options for feeling comfortable, private, and able to fully be into it if that's happening at a party? Do you ever wonder if your friends have made a risky choice with a partner? As I read these in order, you certainly wouldn't sit down and ask them all these questions all at once, would you? It'd be like being interrogated. But it's good to have them in your mind, ready to bring them up when the opportunity arises, so you can strike while the iron's hot. Next one. It's hard to trust your own judgment, gut feeling when someone is trying to convince you to do something you're not sure about. Does that happen in your group of friends? Intimacy and sexual stuff are pretty complex. What do you think is the most confusing part that kids at school need information about? That's a great question. I'm really glad you asked me about that. It reminds me to ask you about... Oh, good question. I've been meaning to tell you about that while we're at it. I need to talk to you about blah, blah, blah. Not everyone is attracted to the opposite sex. Who do you know that is LGBTQI? I don't know the answer to that, but I'll find out and tell you what I learn. I think I'll also look up the latest contraception recommendations as well. Probably something we need to chat about and get sorted for you. Have you seen any videos or articles that discuss porn or sex? Do you have questions about what you've seen on the internet or heard people say? Look, there's a few things that you have to learn before you start relationships and dating. I know you may not want to hear it from me, but I really want you to have the best experiences. So the age of consent is 16 and over for penetrative sex in our state, and there's a pretty good reason for this. And this is, you could say that, and then you could add, you know, say something along the lines of, I think it's a pretty good age as a baseline for minds and bodies being ready for it. Our values, our expectations, our beliefs, so you can add that in at that point. So watching a TV show, for example, kissing that person without asking is not okay. Coercion is just never okay. If someone says no, then it's no. What do you think about this TV show promoting this? And again, adding in pleasure and awesome, joyful experiences, just saying, just kissing someone who doesn't want to be kissed is just not cool and doesn't feel good for both people, so why would you do it? Is your school a safe place for people who are LGBTIQ? So remembering parents, and I talk about this in the guidebook, that not all kids will be heterosexual or cisgender. And are you prepared and ready for your child coming to you and disclosing that? Three more. New research says being same-sex attracted is more common than previously thought. I'm glad we're acknowledging and celebrating people's differences. What do you think? Actually, that show's fake. Sexual experiences are awesome and pleasurable when both people are completely into it. Last one. Negotiating a mutually enjoyable activity to do together will mean you both have the best experience. What could you say to check that they're keen on it? Okay, so they're just some examples to start conversations with your kids about sex and sexuality so that you are the main person who teaches them about each topic before they hear it from the world around them, that they're getting messages every day. Media, advertising, pornography, popular culture, other kids at school, YouTube, TikTok, etc. Good luck with your conversations.